Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic, the state of the state. We have Jim Rogers, Chairman and CEO of Sunbelt Communications, plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Elisa Mazur, Derek Morris, and Liz McManaman. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
My family came to America with empty pockets and overflowing dreams. Their story is our American story. Work, save, and prosper. It's my story, too. Together with my husband, we created thousands of new jobs for Nevada families. I took on a powerful politician and defeated him because he taxed us while enriching himself. I even shut down the taxation committee to prevent a job-killing tax increase. I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message because fighting for your job is my job.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used ProGroup. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call ProGroup today. Okay, spot me.
ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome back to the program, Jim Rogers. He's the owner, chairman, and CEO of Sunbelt Communications, upon which this broadcast airs in Las Vegas and in Reno. And we're here to discuss the state of the state. What were your thoughts initially on what the governor said last night?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I thought if I could characterize it, it appeared to be a speech that was written by an eighth grade dropout and delivered by an eighth grade dropout too. It was very disappointing, but it was not surprising. And that's my pretty much assessment of the speech.
Do you think it was just a political speech?
I think so, but you know, I'm not much of a politician, so I don't understand how these politicians go about getting votes for themselves. But I found it to be very shallow. I've seen this governor who just simply has no idea, no understanding of money. He has no ability to solve any problem, so he uses the three or four word sound bites to attack his opponents and not to have to respond and be responsible for anything that he says or does.
Ben Spillman and Ed Vogel, in their article in this morning's Las Vegas Review-Journal, quoted Lynn Hetrick, Gibbons' deputy chief of staff, saying that legislators were told in advance that Gibbons would criticize them for approving taxes, but asked them not to take the criticism personally. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, Sam, I don't think that's an issue. I don't think that whether they get their feelings hurt or not is very important. I think this is what's important, and that is how this budget process finally ends up and how they cover the $900 million that there's a shortfall on. I was going to say that, you know, I believe that this governor is pathetically incompetent. And I was going to say that I thought at some point he was dangerous, but he's not dangerous because I think the legislature will not respond to him. They can't respond to him in what he wants. And I think that the legislature will do somewhat of what they did the last time, and that is they will find other ways to save money or to raise some money that just doesn't decimate the state. And when you listen to the governor, you always get the feeling that even if we weren't in a financial crisis, that he would be out there doing about the same things to education and health care and all of the social services that we have. In fact, he kind of hinted at that last night and by saying, well, you know, we've got an opportunity now that we've got this terrible shortfall to really take a look at government and see what government should do. And the fact is that government has to operate the education system. It has to operate the health sciences system. It has to operate all of those social service systems. And for him to say that we're overfunded is simply not true. And it's not even clever. So for the public, and I hope the public will see through that, that what he's really trying to do is to destroy all of our lives on an everyday basis. He is going to save us by not having any taxes. He is going to save us into our total destruction, and I'm not exaggerating.
It was interesting to note that in his response, Majority Leader Horsford said that he would also not entertain raising taxes. Do you think that that's going to hold true?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what short term they're looking at. In other words, if they can bring a lot of money that would come in the next year or something forward to this point, and use it to cover the shortfall until this governor leaves. Hopefully he leaves, and we get a new governor who's got some insight, some understanding, and some foresight in understanding what goes on in this state. Then I believe that the legislature will come through. But this is a very, very smart legislature. Bill Raggio is as smart as anybody I know. Barbara Buckley the same way, and so is Stephen Horsford. So my guess is that they're not just going to roll over and say to the governor, look, you don't like government, we don't like government either. We're sorry that we overran your veto the last time. We shouldn't have done that because you've had nasty things to say about us, and so we're all going to go home and let the state sink. I don't see that happening. I know all of these people too well and know how productive and smart they are.
Do you think that there's going to have to be some monies raised? Because it doesn't appear to me that you can get almost $1 billion out of this current budget.
Well, Sam, I'm not enough of an expert in the cash flow problems of the state and how they get their money, when they get their money. I know that these are projections going forward about what they think they're going to have. But, for example, there's been talk about the mining industry kicking in an initial $100 million in prepaid taxes. Now, I don't know whether that's good politically or economically, but that at least is a source of money. My understanding is that the state has available to it a line of credit. And I've always found when I got into financial problems, I just didn't say, oh my God, I'm going to shut my business down. Because if once I shut it down, I could never get it back. So when I've been in hard times, and we've had hard times lately, I've gone to the banks and said, look, you've got to get me from here to there. The system will recover, but I cannot stand to injure my product in the short run. And what the governor is suggesting is that we have the same old short-sighted view of everything, and that is we solve the problems for this day and through Friday night, and we not look to the future. So he's going to come in and gut the system, gut the education system, gut the health care system, and he doesn't want to borrow any money, and he doesn't want to raise any money. And what he's going to find is that he's not ever going to be able to raise any money because he will have destroyed the economy of this state.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jim Rogers when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Rogers. He's the owner and chairman and CEO of Sunbelt Communications, which owns Channel 3 and Channel 4 in Las Vegas and Reno, respectively, upon which this program airs. Jim, I wanted to ask you, as former chancellor, to take a look at some of the things said last night about education. Governor Gibbons cited a recent federal study that found 142 of the 613 public schools in Nevada rated amongst the worst of the nation. And he says continuing to allow unions to dictate Nevada's education policy doesn't work. We need true reform. We need to rethink how we deliver public education in Nevada. Your response to that?
Well, I think if the unions had created a situation where there were great inefficiencies in the education system, where the teachers were all overpaid, where their retirements were outrageously high, that maybe the governor would have a point. But the problem is this. The unions really have not been that effective in that we are still the lowest funded system in the United States. So getting rid of the unions is not going to do anything to help the system. The point is that the governor wants to cut the system and cut it and cut it and cut it and really starve it to death until it goes away. And he uses the unions as a scapegoat for that. And he uses the faculty as a scapegoat. And he uses everything that he can think of, except reality, as the scapegoat for destroying the system.
What did you think about his plans to give vouchers, the equivalent of 75% of the $5,400 per pupil funding that goes to public schools, to the private schools where parents want to send their children?
Well, you know, that makes no sense, because what he's really doing is he's looking at a different source of taxing the public. And whether the public pays for the system by taxes directly or pays for it indirectly by these vouchers, the fact is that it's not going to work. And, you know, he plays games with everything he does. He's not creative. He's a bad man.
Let me ask you this, Jim. You know, we're looking at potentially 10% cuts to the university system. You managed that system for 5 years. What kind of devastation would that cause to the university system?
Well, you just go across and you eliminate 10% of the programs. You may eliminate the medical school or the dental school or the law school. But the problem, Sam, is that you not only create a 10% loss at this point, what you find is that your best professors and your best students start to look out of state to go to school and to teach out of state. And once we know that, and we do know, that once this happens, that the students who go away never come back. The professors who go away will certainly never come back, and they'll tell their buddies across the United States, you do not want to go be a professor at UNLV or UNR or any of the community colleges or the state college, because that system has no future. And look what it's done in the past. Look how bad off it is at this point. It's funded at the 45th or 50th level, and he wants to fund it at the 90th level out of 50. And why would you go there? Why would you want to teach there? Why would you want to live there? Our best students will go away and they'll never come back. Our best professors will leave. So what you're going to find is a devastation from the top down of the higher education system.
What do you think of the idea of the education gift certificate? Does that have any merit whatsoever?
You know, it's silly. It is a silly concept. Of course it has merit. I mean, you know, anytime somebody puts money into the system. But the whole public, education is an investment by the entire public that receives a return when the students go out and get good jobs that are productive and jobs that are really good for the entire economy. So what you're doing now is you're saying to a few people, if you want this sort of thing, you can pay for it, but the state's not going to pay for it. And the state is going to be the eventual winner in this, and the state ought to pay for it. Every other state's figured that out.
One of the things that's being discussed by everybody on all sides of the political aisle is economic development. Why do you think we're not seeing more companies moving to Nevada now because of our economic climate in terms of taxes, et cetera, that we have touted? We're not seeing that growth already.
Well, Sam, you know, research after research after research has shown that about the fifth or sixth reason that any company moves to a state is because of its tax system. The first is education. The second is quality of life. The third is health care, and so on and so on. So you're looking at people looking at Nevada and saying, why in the world would I move there? Their education system is now ranked 50th. Their higher education system is ranked at about the is funded at about the 46th or 47th level. Why would I move there? That is a state with no future. And for me, not to have any taxes is a very small victory. I have no taxes to pay, but I have no society to live in. There is no quality of life in Las Vegas. There is no quality of life in any part of Nevada when the governor comes in and guts the state. Why would I move there when there's no health care system? Why would I move there when the health care system in Nevada can't compete with anybody, any place? So the reason that they're not knocking the door down or driving across the state line in droves is because we don't offer people a high quality of life. And a high quality of life and a no tax system are not the same things.
And Jim, that's where we have to leave it. We thank you always for your coming on the program and giving your opinions. We look forward to having you on next month to talk about the problems at UMC, which is another big project you've taken on. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
I'm asking the tough questions that you want to hear. Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
I would get up in the morning and I would feel this lower ache in my back. I found my sleep number. I don't have the pain in the morning anymore.
This President's Day, the revolutionary Sleep Number bed is on sale.
I found my sleep number 2 years ago. Now I wake up pain-free.
It means not just a better price on a bed, but a better bed.
It feels like my lower back, like there's no pressure on it at all.
A bed so ingenious, in clinical studies, it relieved back pain in 9 out of 10 people.
This is probably the longest I've been on my back. I usually can't stay in this position.
This President's Day, thousands of people will lose their back pain because they'll find a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number bed. It calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. The Sleep Number President's Day sale, with queen mattresses now as low as $599 and 50% off the luxury i9 model while supplies last.
It just makes sense to me that you're really calibrating the bed to fit your body.
Only through February 21st, only at a select Comfort Sleep Number center near you.
Everyone knows that Reno Roofing is Reno Sparks' best for all your residential roofing needs. Installing materials from top manufacturers, their professional crew and excellent management are the finest.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McMenamin is here. She's the with Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Derek Morse is a consulting engineer, formerly with RTC. And Alisa Meza, president and CEO of Nevada Advocates for Planned Parenthood Affiliates. So your thoughts on the state of the state last night?
Well, it was interesting. I listened to it as opposed to watching it. I was on traveling on the radio. And, you know, it's really hard to say that the governor did his very best. However, I think he in his heart feels like he is doing the best for the state at this time. We'll see what the legislature does when they come in, but I thought it was a very difficult speech for him to have to deliver. And
he didn't have to deliver it. He could have skipped that.
Well, yes, I agree. He could have skipped it. But actually, I think as a citizen of the state of Nevada, I think he had a responsibility to let everyone know exactly the situation that we're seeing and get the point across that we are in dire emergency.
But I think we know that. I thought for calling an emergency, you know, state of the state, it was full of platitudes and a little short on detail. And what really ticked me off was the education part, where you know, he basically threw education under the bus. Which, one, if economic development is the solution, you've totally kind of done yourself in on that. And you know, ruined the faith of Nevada families in our education system. You've been governor for 3 years, and you just now notice.
Well, actually, I think you did a very good job.
It's not
education
accurate.
Is a real problem in the state of Nevada. Lisa,
education
I'm
has to come
I
to the
to
table.
In the classroom.
Education
and
absolutely has to come
absolutely.
To the table. But this is not the best way to get them to the table
no.
by calling them a failure and saying they
well,
failed.
Well, they are.
Nevada
the
families.
Records have shown that it has not.
No, the records
performed
have not
like it
shown
needs
that.
To with the money.
Test
really?
Scores. Test scores have improved. If you look at 20 years of test scores. Third grade, fourth grade, eighth grade, math, reading, they've all improved with the exception of eighth grade reading, which has stayed about the same.
Well, but then we have the report out that, what, over 100 of the schools are at failing right now? And some
23
of the worst
possibly at needs improvement, 100 failing? I've never seen that.
He said a recent federal study found that 142
right.
of the 613 public schools in Nevada rated amongst the worst in the nation.
And I absolutely agree with him. And I think the whole education system needs to be reformatted. We need to look
well,
at it.
Well, he has been governor for 3 years. What's he been doing?
You know, well, he also doesn't get to do it all on his own. Sorry.
The problems are so complex. And, you know, there's kind of this immediate short-term issue they're going to have to deal with at the legislature with the special session. And then there are these longer-term things. I mean, you heard discussions both from the governor and Stephen Horsford's response about the tax structure is going to have to be looked at. The special session can't deal with that. Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, they should have dealt with that God knows how many sessions ago. That's always been on the table is to deal with that issue. But what are they going to do in the short term? And where is the pain going to be there? And unfortunately, in a short session like that, they're not going to have the time to do what really should have been done literally decades ago, is talk about what the state government should be doing, what it shouldn't be doing, to prioritize those things, to lay them out clearly to the public and say, if this is what you want, then this is what we've got the money to do. And if you want to do more, we're going to have to do it some other way. This whole discussion about devolving things, if you will, down to the local level, home rule, that's what's behind a lot of this, too. If you're really going to say that, then you have to open up the apron and strings or take those off and let home rule come forward in this discussion, too.
Economic development has been raised by everybody in recent days and months, starting with Rory Reid and his plan that he put out here. Why, with California in so much trouble, have we not seen more businesses moving to Nevada because of our tax structure?
Well, you know, as bad as things are in California, it's not just about the tax structure. There are a lot of other things happening in California. There's quality of life issues. There's all these things. I think personally that Nevada, when I talk to folks from California, Nevada has an undeservedly bad reputation as a place to live and raise a family. You know, it's not all completely black, but you know, when people talk about would you rather live in California or Nevada, most people would say California because somehow it's got a better image in that regard. So it's more than just a tax structure. You know, that's part of it, but sometimes people seem to point to one single thing. Our business tax is too high and we'll never get it's when these people come in and talk to you, it's about you know, the quality of life, it's about the educational system, it's about the infrastructure, it's about so many other things than just the tax structure.
Okay, right. I want to change the topic here real quick. Yeah, I want to change the topic here. Ed Vogel and Ben Spillman reporting in today's Las Vegas Review-Journal talks about how Lynn Hetrick had explained that the legislators were told in advance that Gibbons would criticize them for approving taxes, but asked them not to take the criticism personally. Your thought on that? Does that not just turn this into one giant political speech?
Well, that and his fundraising request right after the speech turned it into total politics. And you know, why single them out for criticism? He had tax increases or, you know, accepted tax increases in his budget and fee increases and all that. So I thought that was...
I don't believe he had tax increases. Now, he may have had some fee increases.
He took the room tax increase
Well, that was already something that had come upon and that the citizens had all agreed on. So that's not.
But it's total parsing of
it,
you know.
It is water under the bridge.
10 seconds.
It's water under the bridge. You know, now they have to go forward. That's a given. That's already happened. What good does it do to pick at those things other than perhaps
call
for political
names and
purposes?
Ask them to come solve problems.
We've got a big problem, and that's a huge hole to fill. And they're going to have to work together to get anything done. Yeah.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much for a spirited discussion. Brian, Newsmakers. After this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
On our next broadcast, Yvonne Murphy will be here. She's the Executive Director of Political and Legislative Affairs for the Gilman Murphy Group and Dean Greg Mosier of the College of Business.